The day on Press TV, Bahrainis hold anti-regime rallies in several villages across the Persian Gulf Kingdom. People in Daya, Sanabis and Sitra held protests in support of opposition leaders. The anti-regime rallies continue unabated despite a Saudi-backed crackdown. Since the popular uprising in 2011, many Bahrainis have been jailed. A senior Russian diplomat has rejected U.S. warnings against Moscow's planned oil deal with Iran. Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov says an increase in Russian-Iranian trade is a natural process. He added that such a contract doesn't involve any elements of political or economic challenges to anyone. Iran marks National Nuclear Technology Day by unveiling two new achievements. A new state-of-the-art control room designed by Iran was unveiled for Tehran's research reactor, and an oxygen-18 isotope production unit was launched at the Arak nuclear facility. Oxygen isotopes have medical applications. In the Central African Republic, at least 30 people have been killed in clashes between Christian militia and minority Muslim fighters. The fighting took place in the central town of Dakoa. The victims were mostly civilians caught in the crossfire. Nearly a dozen people were also wounded. Israel has demolished several Palestinian homes in the Negev Desert. Israeli forces raided the village of Kasifa, demolishing a number of Palestinian homes. Israeli bulldozers also demolished two more houses in Al-Zarura village. The destructions are part of a plan to expel 70,000 Bedouins and destroy 35 of their villages. Argentina braces for a major 24-hour strike expected to cripple the country's public transport. Three of the country's five major unions are expected to take part in a protest against President Cristina Kirchner's attempt to cap salary increases. The government is also under fire for an annual inflation of over 30%. The Libyan army says it's now in control of two oil ports blocked by militants seeking autonomy in the east. Military officials say under a recent deal with the militants, troops have taken control of the Al-Hariga and Zoutina ports. Militants had seized four eastern oil terminals since last July. And the Lebanese army arrests a fugitive terrorist involved in many terror attacks and bombings in the country. Press TV sources say the army arrested Mohammed Al-Qasim as well as several other members of a terrorist group in a special operation in a village of Arsal. There's the latest here on Press TV.